my brothers and sisters, now that we have heard that each one of us should be preparing for the day we meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have heard that Allah has said, I will definitely test all of you. And we have heard that the more tests you have, the better you actually become. The hadith says, عِظَمُ الْأَجْرِ مَعَ عِظَمِ الْإِبْتِلَاءِ. And another hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَاهُ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, He places more tests in his or her life, more. So if you are having a test here, a test there, a calamity this way, a disaster that way, you need to know if you have faith and conviction, Allah loves you. And He loves you, that is why He is giving you the opportunity to achieve the PhD, really. Because if you have a small test, it's like 1 plus 1. Brother, you go to the university and they ask you, what is 1 plus 1? Allahu Akbar. What will happen? You're going to look at them and say, I think I'm at the wrong place. This sounds more like a kindergarten, doesn't it? But as soon as they ask you a complicated question, you're allowed to take it home, dwell over it, and believe me, come back with a response a year later in the form of a thesis. And that was the year that made you sweat the most. What would happen? You know, the degree I'm about to get is such. The degree that I'm about to get is such that, believe me, the work behind it is equivalent to it. May Allah protect us. You want Jannah. You want a place very high and lofty, close to Allah. Well, look at what He did to the most loved of all of creation. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through test after test. I do not want to call it calamity or disaster. We'd rather call it test after test, because He was very happy with every single test He went through. And if you think that you have lost a child, He lost all His children in His life besides one. His sons and His daughters were all lost in His own lifetime. The sons in childhood and infancy, and the daughters in adulthood, after some of them had had children, they passed away in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides Fatima radiallahu anha. Do you know that? So all of us who have our children, we were not tested yet with similar tests to what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested. Yet He endured them happily, and He went through them with conviction that this life is only temporary. We are going to be united very soon with those whom we love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease to all those who have lost children, and may He make us from amongst those who can bear patience the day we lose loved ones. One might ask, well, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us in? So Allah answers this also in Surah Al-Baqarah. Just the verse I had read, number 155, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
We will indeed test every single one of you with some elements of fear, with some of fear, من الخوف. So you are scared, you are worried. Sometimes this worry is because of something physical in front of you. Sometimes it is because of your age, sometimes because of your health, sometimes because of your wealth, sometimes because of your children, sometimes because of relatives here and there, sometimes because of a dangerous animal or a condition that you are in. There are so many different reasons why one can feel this condition of fear. Allah says, when you feel that condition, remember it's a test from us. We are testing you. We are giving you an opportunity, asking you a question. What is 3,558 multiplied by 4,590? Allahu Akbar. You need to scratch your head a little bit. I'm sure some of the older people already have the answer, because they are not used to the calculators that we are used to. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. I've obviously given you a simple example, but if you think of it deeply, you will understand what I've said. It will take you a while to respond and to come up with the correct response, you might have to go back and try again. But when you come up with the correct response, the smile on your face and the happiness and contentment you will feel within is unmatched. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, you have fear, it's a test from me. See how you react. Go and learn from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran. And look at the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will come to realize how a believer should be reacting when it comes to the test of fear. How did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam react when he was told that the whole army is heading for you? He says, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. And what the best of disposers he is. Allahu Akbar. He will take care of all the affairs of ours. We will try our best and we leave the rest in the hands of the Almighty. This is the response of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the calamity, or should I say to the test. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with fear. As I said, look at how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to the message when he was told that the whole army has come for you. He says, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. He did not become suicidal and depressed. He was not from amongst those who said, Allah does not love me. He was not from amongst those who lost hope and said, what is wrong? Why me? Why is this happening? No. He says, Allah is sufficient for me. Whatever Allah wants, this is what will happen. Allahu Akbar. And that is the same response given by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as a young man when he was thrown into the fire. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, Qalaha Ibrahim hina ulqiya fin nar. Ibrahim alayhi salam said the same statement, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us and the best disposer of affairs. Allah will take care of it. So this is a means of responding to something that has come in our direction in terms of fear. The next item we will be tested with, that the Quran promises us at some stage in our lives. Hunger, Allahu Akbar. Al-ju'. Ju' meaning hunger, either because of lack of food or availability of food but inability to purchase it, or sickness to the degree that you cannot eat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And perhaps other conditions that I may not have mentioned where you simply cannot have the food for some reason. And Allah says that is a test from us. You are hungry. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we have never actually been hungry to that degree. But the food has delayed being presented on the table by those who are the closest to us. By the one whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best of you are best to her. And when she delays in presenting the food or preparing it, suddenly we don't realize it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is watching our response. We explode to the degree that we fail dismally. The question was only 1 plus 1. And we were the ones who said 3,500. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. What an answer to what a simple question. Food is delayed 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It might become slightly cooler or cold, or it might be slightly burnt. All this is part of the test of food. Your food was delayed. I'm hungry. Don't you have sense? We come back from work and we make a big issue. We create a calamity in the home out of nothing. Believe me, you could have gone without food, but it did not give you a right to raise your voice, even to frown. May Allah protect us. What is it that you want to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? Ya Allah, those who prepared the food at my home burnt the food more than 35 times in my life and I had a smile, ya Allah. Wallahi, good presentation. May Allah grant us goodness. This is a simple example. It's a day-to-day example. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant goodness to our wives and those who cook for us, and may He make us from those who can try it out sometimes and see what type of effort is required to actually prepare a meal in order to appreciate it. MashaAllah, at least I see some of the brothers nodding. It's a very good sign. I'm not inviting you to give up your role and so on, but there is no harm. In fact, there is goodness once in a while if you were to test out a few of these things just to appreciate what happens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, naqsin. Naqs means that which is either a loss or subtraction of what? Amwal, of your wealth. There's not only going to be addition. Every day we add. You know, you have a little business and you're adding your rupees on a daily basis, mashallah, the rands or the dollars. We're adding them up and we're actually counting them. And the day will come when you're not counting them, but in fact, you are counting your loss. Allah says, that is from us. That is from us. We want to show you we give and we take back. And when we give you, how do you react? And when we take back, how do you react? Allahu Akbar. There was a time when the people of Makkah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were placed into a place known as Shi'ab Abi Talib for several years, and they suffered the sanctions of the kuffar of Quraysh. How did they respond? Did they give up their religion because a person of another religion was offering them the cut of their losses or perhaps some financial gain? No. They took it, they endured it. They said, we belong to Allah. Our return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is happening here is temporary. It is a test from Allah. You know, this issue of loss, of wealth. In South Africa, there was a brother from Somalia who had shifted to one of the cities approximately 12, 13 years ago, and he had walked and perhaps caught a boat and perhaps struggled and suffered because of the calamity and disaster in Somalia. May Allah help the brothers and sisters there as well and grant them peace. And he came to South Africa with nothing. He started a business, honest, upright man, and mashallah, he developed a wholesale business or a retail business, a major shop that he had, where it was very, very big and it became huge, and he was helping the rest of his community and society. Everyone comes, they go to him for help. One day a fire gutted his entire business, the whole business. So he lost everything. And the journalists, non-Muslim journalists, came to him. They found him. You are the owner of the business. Yes, it is burnt, lost. So do you have any insurance? He says, no insurance. Listen to the answer. No insurance. Why not? My religion forbids me to engage in that type of activity. This is his response on television. And then he says, they asked him a question, well, how do you feel? You've lost everything. He says, when I arrived in this country 11 years ago, I did not have shoes on my feet. I did not have shoes on my feet. Today, what I have lost, I can easily tell you I have a house still, and I have a place that I'm living in. And I am sure that tomorrow I will start afresh and again. And it won't, by the will of Allah, take me as many years to develop this business if Allah wills, because wealth belongs to Him. He took it away, it was always His. Do you know a non-Muslim who was interviewing him began to cry, or should I say had tears in her eyes? This is amazing. Tears in her eyes. And today he's back in business, perhaps bigger than what he was just 2 years back. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is called faith. This is a response of a believer to say, Allah gave me this. I had no shoes. A lot of us seated here, perhaps our parents could not really afford shoes. And perhaps they may not have been able to afford a certain type of a life that today we are leading. And wallahi, we are sitting here with much more wealth than our forefathers, believe me. We have a condition that is far better, and still we are more depressed than ever before. The amount of people on antidepressants on the globe today only requires you to visit the Sheikh we spoke about yesterday, Sheikh Google, and you will find out that wallahi, it is far more than ever before in history. Yet we have the iPhone and we have everything else. You know, we have, subhanallah, the latest technology. We have much more than our forefathers, and we are unhappy people. Why? What we are lacking is faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have the conviction. We don't have the contentment because we don't realize why we are in the world. We today sometimes are made to believe that we are in the world to follow the latest trends and to really buy the latest items and to have that which is the latest. So much so that if you have the latest phone today, if they were to advertise the iPhone 6 tomorrow morning, your heart will feel such a pinch that it never felt when you missed Salatul Fajr. It's a fact. Because why? I just bought the iPhone 5 yesterday. If only they would have told me, I would have waited a day. I don't mind paying another $100, 200 even, but at least I would have had the latest. My brother, my sister, you run behind the world. Guess what? It runs faster than you all the time. All the time. Believe me, it's like me telling, what is that man's name who bolts from one end to the other? It's Usain Bolt. Yes, it is. It's like me telling him, listen, I'll race you. One day I'll win. Believe me, you know, as heavy as we are, mashallah, compared to them who have made it in less than 10 seconds, what chance do we stand? The world makes it in 1 second, 100 meters. You want to compete? You'll never catch up. Allahu Akbar. Understand, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point being raised was the lack of wealth. Sometimes we have it, but we think we don't because we want to live upon a level that we cannot afford, so we have created a calamity and a disaster, yet we had no calamity or disaster in our lives. This is the problem. If you look at yourself or myself, we sometimes do not want to admit that I need to downgrade my life a little bit and I'm going to be happy. But because the woman next door whom I'm trying to impress would actually not look towards me if I didn't have the latest mobile phone, that's why I need it. So everything is a vicious circle. And you know what? I said yesterday, you are not going to get her if Allah has not written it for you. So believe me, the best bet is to ask Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. You know, this is why it is said, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ طَلَبَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ غَيْرِ مَالِكِهَا. I am surprised that the one who is asking for the dunya from the one who doesn't own it. We are trying to achieve wealth from one who does not own wealth. The owner of wealth is Allah. You please Him, He opens your doors. And He will give you how much is correct for you, how much is right for you to remain in a spiritual level that you do not lose your paradise. This is what it is. So when you seek good sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will only give you an amount that He knows is best for you. Subhanallah. If it is more than that, He won't give it to you if He knows that that is going to contaminate you. So my brothers and sisters, let's look at the next point mentioned in the same verse. Number 155 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَقْصِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. The next thing He says is, وَالْأَنْفُسْ. The loss of life. We will test you with it. And this is why it is common knowledge that you, O man, myself and yourselves, we will suffer loss of life by losing those whom we love most. They will die before us, or we will die before them, or we will die together. It is definitely coming. Your children, your wives, your husbands, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunts, and anybody else you may love, they will die with you, before you, or after you. There is no fourth probability. Are you prepared for that day? Allah says, well, that is our plan. We promise we will test you. And we promise that this death will definitely be one of the calamities, or should I say, as I said earlier, instead of using that word, we say one of the tests that will definitely come in your direction. We only want to see how you respond to it. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, lost his son Ibrahim, what did he say? Inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahu ma a'ta. What a beautiful response. Wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi ajalin musamma. Indeed, for Allah is that which He has taken away. It always belonged to Him. He took it away, it was always His. And His is what He has given in the first place. Whatever He gave me belongs to Him. Whatever He took away always belonged to Him. And everything that Allah has created, He has created it for a specific time with a time frame. Allahu Akbar. There is a time frame. This is the response of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he lost his own son. And this is why we say a true believer would respond in that way. We may lose our children suddenly. It happened to the best of creation. And this is why we say we can lose our parents also. The best of creation had lost his father before he was born and lost his mother when he was upon the tender age of 6. Allahu Akbar. Lost his mother. And this is a consolation to those who are orphans to say that sometimes Allah has chosen you for something grand. Like Allah chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for leadership of the entire ummah. And yet he was an orphan. So being an orphan is not something that will deprive you of your position that Allah has planned for you. Do not become depressed at that. We need to pick up whatever is there and we need to make the most of whatever Allah has given us. Allahu Akbar. Make the most of it. Get up and work hard. Whether it is loss in wealth and loss of life, whatever it is in terms of loss, pick up the pieces and inshallah get up. Thank Allah, praise Allah, relate everything to Allah, ask Him to help you and move forward. Wallahi, your doors will open in a far greater way than they ever were before. This is why I say, a true believer would study the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in depth and in detail and look at the disaster after disaster. We would call it disaster. He never ever looked at it even as a calamity. No, he took it as a test and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. The next point mentioned in the same verse.
وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ.
The loss of produce, your crop that you have, the fruit that you have, the vegetables you have. You may lose, there may be a drought, there may be some form of disaster. And Allah says, this is all part of our plan. We will test you with all of this. And Allah gives you the answer. How to respond to this calamity or test? Allah says,
وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Give good news to those who bear sabr. What is sabr? Forbearance. Patience. To surrender to the decree of the Almighty. That is part and parcel of sabr. Anyone who bears sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give them good news. Who are those who bear sabr?
الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ.
Those who are afflicted with some form of difficulty, hardship or calamity.
قَالُوا,
they say,
إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
We belong to Allah and unto Allah is our ultimate return. That is the response of a true believer. The Quran speaks about sabr and the Quran also speaks about the return to Allah, bearing in mind you are going to return to Allah. So this in Surah Baqarah is one place where Allah says that we need to bear patience. We need to understand Allah's plan and prepare for the day we are going to meet Him because we are going to return to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and unto Allah we shall be returning. Subhanallah. Remember to utter those words, to believe in them, to work towards them because you will be tested and so will I. And nobody can say, I have never been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in other places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a similar direction, meaning He has given us similar direction in other places in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how man, sometimes when he is granted goodness, he doesn't realize it's a test from Allah, and he will also be tested with some negativity. So when man gets wealth, he's happy, he's excited. Sometimes he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, okay, we tested you addition. Now we need to test you subtraction. You know, I always say in a mathematics test, you cannot just ask people the addition question. The teacher will ask you addition, subtraction, multiplication and division as well. And thereafter they will be able to say, this man knows what he's talking about. The example of Allah is far higher than that. But Allah also tests us with multiplication and addition and then subtraction and division in our lives. Everything. You have a lot. You have goodness. You have good health. It's going to go. Believe me, it will go. Allah will test you with your health. This is why the hadith says, Seize the opportunity of your health before it is taken away, your wealth before it goes, your free time before it goes, your youth before it goes, your life before it goes. Allahu Akbar. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seize the opportunities to do goodness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we test man, then he turns away. When we bless him, sometimes he forgets that he even called out to us. Let me read a few of these verses inshallah from the Quran, and we will see that Allah has explained to us in great depth the plan in this particular world. Firstly, in Surah Hud, which is Surah number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these are verses number 9, 10 and 11.
وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ
First verse, that is verse number 9 of Surah Hud. Allah says, and when we have let man taste from our mercy, so he has a lot of goodness, he has a lot of, you know, that which is positive that comes to him, then we snatch it away from him suddenly, he becomes hopeless and he becomes ungrateful. Allahu Akbar. So a person who has a lot, Allah says, then we snatch it away, which means Allah is going to test us by taking things away from us. Allahu Akbar. Have you thought of that? You have something, he will take it away from you in order to test you. Do not become ya'usun kafurun. Do not become the person who is despondent and ungrateful. You know, if you take a look at Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, it is reported that he had good health for so many years. Then the health was taken away. And it is reported that his wife came to him and told him, why don't you make a dua? He says, I am ashamed because I had good health for so many years. And as for my sickness, it has still been just a few years. So how can I start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I have not endured difficulty for as long as I enjoyed the good years? Now this is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With us, don't worry, it is not a recommendation that you should not be making dua. We are not prophets of Allah. You have a difficulty today, you make a dua today. Before you have a difficulty, you make a dua that Allah protect you from the difficulty. Allahu Akbar. This is what we are taught. Because sometimes, brothers, that is not my phone. Mine is switched off completely. Jazakumullah khair. Just to make a, you know, someone might be saying, look at him. He's got his phone there making a big noise here. Believe me, it's not mine. Brothers, it's turned off totally. Jazakumullah khair. So this, as we say, we make dua even before you have a difficulty. Make dua to Allah. Thank Allah for what you have. And remember, the day it goes, take it in your stride. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, when we test man with goodness, and after that we snatch it away, he becomes ya'usun kafur. He becomes despondent. He loses hope. And at the same time, he becomes ungrateful. Allah says,
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ
Except the one who is patient and does good deeds. Amazing. Again, the term patience has come in. And good deeds includes your salah, your prayer. You need to turn to Allah, relate to Allah. Today we engage in salah, but a lot of us are guilty of just pecking the ground like a little bird. Like a chicken. We just peck the ground a few times and we are out. What did you do, brother? I don't know. You ask people who have reverted to Islam, they'll tell you, I don't understand this prayer. Because nobody's ever tried to understand the words you are saying. My brothers and sisters, I challenge you and I call upon you very strongly to understand, to make an effort to understand the words you are saying in salah. Your life will change. Did you hear what I said? Come on, we are living for 30, 40, 50 years. How can I not yet know the words of salah? That is an embarrassment. I don't know. I'm standing in front of my maker. I know the words in Arabic, but I haven't understood their meanings. And I've been reading salah for the last 40 years. That is an embarrassment. Can I still call myself a good Muslim? Allahu Akbar. Close your business for 1 week and go and learn the meanings of salah. It is far more profitable than whatever you would make for that week. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And this is a challenge. This is why we are not happy. This is why we take a look at the smallest pinprick that we have on our toes and we become depressed, because we haven't understood salah. And Allah says in Surah Baqarah,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin.
O you who believe, seek assistance through bearing patience and through your prayer. Allah is indeed with those who bear patience. How will we be able to seek assistance through prayer when we don't even know the words we are uttering? We don't know the meanings of what we are saying in salah. Believe me, I have asked the question to many Muslims. Brother, do you know the meanings of the words you are reading in salah? And the majority have said no. Allahu Akbar. When are we going to change that? How can the condition of the ummah change when you are so many years old? You have studied your PhD, you have so many degrees, and you are not interested in trying to understand the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made incumbent upon you to repeat so many times a day. And we just fulfill salah without knowing what we did. We enter the masjid, we exit it in a spiritual condition lower than when we went in. Because to us, we had our cigarettes in our pockets and we went to the masjid so we can smoke with our friends at the door of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and backbite about the rest of the community. May Allah protect us. That is our visit to the house of Allah nowadays, in some instances. Yet you are visiting the house of someone in your locality, a rich person, a famous person. You would want to go to them and present something good to them, to say, I've come to your house. And you know, I know about you, I know this and I know that, and this is your work and this is what you've done and big achievement and so on, in order for them to realize how close you are to them. You have understood and read and so much, but when it comes to Allah, we enter His house. Wallahi, we may be doing that. We may even be doing it 5 times a day, alhamdulillah. But we have not yet understood why we are going in or why we have come out. Allahu Akbar. May Allah open our doors. The reason I am passionate about this, the solution to the disasters we face today is connected to your prayer, your salah. Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Verse number 153 of Surah Baqarah. Allah says, seek assistance through sabr and through salah. And good news to those who bear sabr. Allah is definitely with them. Allah's assistance is with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be by their side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with us at all times. And may He really bless us and shower us with His mercy. And may He make us at least motivated to go out to learn what our salah is all about. When you know the meanings of the words of your salah, you will not want to stop. And you will not want to get your head off the ground, because now you know I am plugged in with the one whom I'm going to return to. My ultimate aim of existence is to meet Him one day. That's all.